Така свързахме се с Тария в далечна Аржентина, нали така?
Точно така. Hey, Tania, hello!
Hey, how are you?
Good,
hey,
it's Sophia. It's great to have you with us again. What time is it down there in Argentina now?
Oh, 11:30, 11:40.
It's AM or PM? AM, of course.
AM.
Okay.
11:40 minuti in Argentina, където се намира в момента. Tania, where exactly in Argentina are you now?
I am in Buenos Aires, at my home.
Aha, buenos dias, Buenos Aires.
Тя се намира в Буенос Айрес, в къщи.
Или както казваше Христо Стоичков, Buenos dias, Buenos Aires. Нали го знаеш това? Well, the previous time you were here live on the radio, it was straight before the release of My Winter Storm. Now the occasion to have you with us basically and mandatorily is this forthcoming foot show of yours in Bulgaria ever. So yeah, tell us more about the atmosphere live, because you're still doing concerts before this first gig in Bulgaria, right?
Yes, I've been doing two European tours so far and one South American tour. I finished up my South American tour last week, so wonderful. Beautiful. I mean, I'm so happy ever after. I mean, I'm very, very happy. I have a beautiful band, great, great musicians with me, and the music works wonderfully live, and it's very powerful. I mean, very emotional. The concerts have been very, very emotional drive-through for me and for my fans. I have been really wonderful. I'm really looking forward to come to Bulgaria for the first time ever. Ah, I'm very happy.
Накратко, Таря е изключително доволна от постигнатото до сега.
В смисъл две европейски турнета?
Да, две европейски турнета, едно южноамериканско. Няма търпение да дойде в България за концерта. Много е щастлива. Всъщност именно този концерт в България е повода да се свържем с нея днес.
Да, защото всъщност групата на Тария е наистина забележителна. Тя каза, чувствам се великолепно с тях. Получава се изключително добре. So I believe you still have the same lineup of your band, right?
Yes, I am. I'm having, for example, Alex Schultz, who played on my record and played these two European tours before, he couldn't come to South America, so I was having Kiko Loureiro, the Angra guitar player in South America. Mm-hmm. And now what happens in European tour, that these, all of the musicians that are playing with me, they're session musicians, so I need to give the time for them to do their own business, to do their own work on their, with their own bands and so on. So now, this time in Europe, there will be Oliver from Blind Guardian coming to play the bass, mm-hmm, instead of Duck Wimbish. So
okay.
Duck is touring with Living Color.
Yeah, I know.
This time. So, but Oliver is going to be part of the band. I'm very happy about it.
Mm-hmm. But you still have Alex on the guitars,
yes,
Mike
yes.
on the drums.
Mike in drums, yes.
Okay.
Maria in keyboards and Max in cello, yes.
Okay. Интересното е всъщност, че групата, в която в момента оперира Тария, за съжаление на концерта в София няма да може да дойде Дък Уиндиш, знаменитият тъмнокож басист на Living Color, защото той е на турне с тях
в момента. Color.
Но за сметка на това, пък като басист ще дойде Оливър от Blind Guardian, иначе другите са познати, Алекс с Шолт на китара, големия барабанист Майк Терара, също така и Макс Лилия, бившия член на Апокалиптика на чело и така нататък. Please tell us, okay, My Winter Storm was obviously a very big success for you. Are you already working on the next one?
Definitely. I'm writing new material every day, and it's coming up very nicely together. It's coming up very nicely together. I'm very happy with the new songs because they are much more mature in a way. Mature and much more clear in a concept of what I want as an artist. So I'm really, really happy about it. And, you know, I'm still a young songwriter, so I'm in the beginning of these first steps as a songwriter. So very, very happy to be able to write songs on my own and with a little bit of help of some of my friends, I mean. Mm-hmm. But I'm very, very happy. And And yes, the next album is planned to be released in September 2009,
mm-hmm.
next year.
In a year.
There will be some new yes. And next year, this year will be still a re-release of my Winter Storm, including some new songs, and which I'm going to record very soon. So you will hear some new material pretty soon.
Okay. Пиша всеки ден песни, каза Таря, и освен това събирам материал. Аз съм все още млад текстописец, нали точно така се изрази?
Да, не само млад автор на песни, не млад просто текстописец.
Да, да, млад автор на песни, но пък имам и хора, които ми помагат в това начинание. Събирам нов материал, който ще излезе до година.
Точно септември 2009.
През септември 2009 година, точно така.
И започваме, влизаме в студио съвсем скоро. Well, you mentioned that probably after the tour in Europe, you gotta be in the studio. So, and what you just said before that was that the musicians that you had on the album, you cannot keep them for the whole tour, like in the case with Dirk Wimbish, but are they all confirmed for the next record? Because obviously they did an amazing, great job on My Winter Storm.
Definitely, yeah, and but you know, when I'm writing songs or when I'm selecting material, I'm working for the new album, it's always up to, you know, up to the feeling I feel for the songs, what kind of musicians or who I'm going to work with each song. It doesn't matter, like, I don't see the way, you know, in my material that where I have very different kinds of songs. I have this very score kind of film music kind of songs, and then metal, rock mm-hmm. and roll songs. I mean, they are very different kind of music styles, so not every musician are able to, you know, play both of songs. I mean, the capability of a musician has to be very, first of all, very flexible, open-minded person. And having had done that work with Dirk Wimbish, for example, definitely he's a great man for this job, because he has done a great, great variety kind of music styles in his career so far, so I'm very happy to work with him. But I can't tell you for sure what kind of musicians or who are the musicians going to be participating in my next album, because it's still depending a lot of the songs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Всъщност, да, въпросът беше дали ще запази този лайнап на групата, тъй като той е много успешен за записите и на следващия албум. Но Таря каза, че всичко зависи от това какви са песните, и тя винаги е отворена да работи с различни музиканти в зависимост от това какви точно са песните, защото не всички музиканти, които могат да свирят по-нежни или лирични песни, биха се справили с по-тежък метал метал стил, така да се каже. Но със сигурност тя каза, че още сега не може да отговори точно с кои музиканти ще работи по този нов албум.
Защото всъщност малко по-рано тя каза като предисловие за това, защо The Queen Beach не е с нея, няма да бъде с нея на концерта в София, защото всъщност тя каза, това са предимно сесийни музиканти, студийни музиканти, които са много взети с своите ангажименти, като неговия случай с Living Color. А пък самият The Queen Beach, както знаем, освен Living Color, човек свирил с дори в Rolling Stones на бас, също така с Ади Ледекс и така нататък и така нататък. We can read on your website, tariaturunen.com, that your shows on this European tour are going to be camera friendly. You like to be exposed?
No, but I love to see, you know, I love to have memories from my concerts, because my fans are taking brilliant pictures. I mean, I love to see that, because I can't capture the moment. It's only in my memory, you know, in a way that it's lovely to see beautiful pictures afterwards. And yes, I have also this kind of, I think it's nice for fans also. I'm organizing some competitions later on and selecting best pictures. I mean, it's a lot of fun having this kind of conversation between the artist and the fans. It's very important for me to have a contact with my fans. And this is wonderful. It's not bothering me. The flashlights are not bothering me. So sometimes it's wonderful when I'm singing. There are like 500 flashlights right in front of me. But it's just fun. And people are enjoying that. And I don't see any point of saying no for cameras. It's fun.
Which means that you're far from being the female David Coverdale of today.
No.
I mean, No. Because the guy, he's a great singer, but you cannot do camera stuff at his concerts because he has so many plastic surgeries so far. Anyway,
some people are very sensitive in their eyes also. I know,
of course,
some singers also that can't mm-hmm. handle with the flashlights at all. I mean, they need to wear sunglasses in a signing sessions because of they're very sensitive, their eyes, and it's very hard for sometimes for people to understand this. But yeah, we're different. Luckily for me,
Тария каза, че няма никакъв проблем да я снимате на концерта в София, защото в нейния уебсайт tariaturinen.com пише, че концертите от европейското и турне ще бъдат отворени и ще можете спокойно да влизате с фотоапарати. Казахме и накрая, ти всъщност си доста по-различно, очевидно, Дейвид Ковърдейл, който не допуска много да се снима заради многото пластични операции. Тя каза, да, но има и много хора, които всъщност не понасят изобщо светкавици. Аз нямам никакъв проблем. Понякога около 500 души штракат едновременно с светкавици. Всъщност идеята е, че аз не мога да запомня всичките моменти от един концерт и е много хубаво, когато хората
могат да снимат. Това са много хубави такива спомени.
Да, и всъщност понякога организираме дори и, как се казва, конкурси, различни състезания.
Конкурси за снимки.
Okay, so how long actually your set list is gonna be?
I'm gonna play you around 2 hours.
Aha.
Around that, yeah.
Okay. Шоуто в София... Sorry. Шоуто в София ще продължи... Около 2 часа.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Шоуто в София ще продължи около 2 часа. How many dresses do you actually change during these 2 hours?
Oh, I am just now, at the moment, I have been trying to figure out the whole set list, you know, deciding every song and every change and every clothes change. There will be around 5 big time.
Uh-huh. No pants?
Uh-huh. Sorry?
No pants? Or are you gonna
pants?
Be...
What do you mean?
Pants, like...
Like jeans.
Like jeans. Yeah, pants, jeans.
No.
Or just female approach.
No.
Okay.
I'm more into skirt and stuff like that.
Okay.
Таря каза, че в момента се уточнява колко точно рокли ще носи тя на това шоу, което ще мине през Европа. И всичко зависи от стилистиката на песните и в момента се обмисля всичките тези неща. Ние питахме дали няма да обуе някой друг панталон или джинси, но тя каза със сигурност и твърдо, че не, това няма да стане. Таря, we have an interesting question for you.
So it was boring so far.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have male stalkers? I mean,
No.
Because your fans are presumably and mainly male fans, right?
No. They are not. You know what was remarkable? For example, in my last tour, it was some sort of funny coincidence that in Colombia there were all men. All men in the front row, just staring at something, and all the band were like, huh? This is very strange, because it's always having, in my concerts, there are all girls in the front row.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
I'm wrong.
It's wonderful. Uh-huh. So it's both of them, yeah, no. But
so you don't get many stalkers.
No. Uh-huh. No. Okay. My fans are very lovely people.
Good for you. Това, което питахме Таре, е дали има много хора, които я преследват, от мъжки пол индивиди, които я преследват. Тя категорично каза, че такива индивиди няма. Всъщност, може би аз съм се заблудил, че нейните фенове са предимно мъже. Тя каза, че отпред, по първите редици, са предимно момичета. Затова в Колумбия, в Богота, е била много изненадана, че е имало предимно момчета.
Да, мъже, вероятно армията е била там.
Hi, this is Tarja Turunen, and you're listening to the one and only Tangra Mecca Rock.
You see, we have tricks.
Wow,
yeah.
That is awkward.
Well, actually, last question is, we know that the reason for you to live in Argentina is because your husband and manager is Marcelo, he's Argentinian. Is it, like, I use the cliche, domestically speaking, in your home, is it like fire meeting ice?
In a way, Not in him. Not in him. But mm-hmm. I mean, in a culture in general, it could be, but not in him. I mean, I'm definitely some sort of freedom that I have found from here, from Argentina, I can't find anywhere else in the world. So, in a way, it's very... For me, Argentina means a lot. It's a home, I mean. And, of course, I got to know the culture and got to know my future home through my husband, definitely. And but I'm really grateful for that.
And I'm
it
sure...
It's been really beautiful. To,
and yeah. I'm sure that Vodka Finlandia is even cheaper in Argentina than in your homeland, right?
I don't think so, because it's going to be imported. I think vodka will be more expensive here. Okay. than in Finland.
Okay, Tarja, thanks for being with us. Wish you a great start
no
of the
problem.
Show. And can't wait to see you this time live in this bloody country called Bulgaria. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
See you.
Водката се оказва, че в Аржентина може би е по-скъпа, отколкото в Финландия.
Мисля се, че тя се заблуждава.
Тя се заблуждава, да. Вероятно не се черпи. Каза тя, понеже е вносна, явно не знае колко всъщност струва водка Финландия в самата Финландия.
Дай да кажем последните неща, които
хайде,
тя...
Хайде, моля ви.
Всъщност въпросът беше дали взаимоотношенията с нейния партньор в живота, Марсело, който е аржентинец,
и
нещо
менеджер,
като и менеджер, да, то винаги така става, са като огън и лед. Тя каза може би, и после каза не.
Да, в известен смисъл не.
В известен смисъл не. И после каза, че всъщност не в него, не той всъщност е проблема, а може би има някакъв такъв културален сблъсък.
Проблемът винаги е в детството, нали знаеш, Стивен Штайн, да. На теб и да ти обяснявам.
О, я. Вундаба.